Oh, sure sign of spring here in Quincy. There's the return of the Quincy Farmers Market, albeit a little differently this year due to the pandemic, but it is coming back at Pageant Field. And Janet Little, Kevin Dye are here with us to chat with us about what it will look like at the markets this year. So Janet, Kevin, happy spring. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Great to see you. As I mentioned, it'll look a little different up at Pageant Field, but the Quincy Farmers Market's coming back. What is the actual opening date, if you could?
Well, we have a proposal before the Health Department to open on June 26th. And we expect to open. We're going to shorten the hours of the market a little bit from 1 to 4, and we're going to model the market as a pre-order drive-through model, where you pre-order with the vendors and then come to the market in your car and drive through to pick it up.
Right, which actually has already been happening on a limited basis, right? Tell us what the market did in response to the pandemic.
Yeah, back in March, we did form a drive-through pickup, a pre-order drive-through pickup, where Stillman's was doing prepackaged bags and Stony Creek Farm was selling their beef. And since then, Miles Microgreens has joined the Thursday line. And we have a new farmer, actually, from called the Charles River Farm. But he's not from Boston. He lives down in Franklin.
Franklin.
Yeah. He's got how many miles of waterfront?
Back in the 60s, his father bought 1.25 miles of property right along the Charles River when no one wanted to be near the Charles River.
Right. Talk about having foresight. Wow, good for his dad. That's fantastic. So the market's going to be back on Fridays.
It's going to go on Fridays starting the 26th.
Okay, very good. And now it's a little different. As you mentioned, it's going to be a drive-through market. So how do folks place their orders?
All the orders are pre-order. You pre-order by a variety of ways, actually. You can go on the website, quincyfarmersmarket.com. Each vendor is choosing a different mode of pre-order. So Stillman's, you go to Stillman's website, and they, you know, have the Quincy,
selections.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Traders is going to do it through Food for All, and they're going to offer a couple of pre-packaged deals. Miles Microgreens wants you to call her, so she'll accept payment through Venmo, right?
Yeah.
And Stony Creek, Erin Babbitt, she joined us at the winter market this year. She has grass-fed beef. She wants you to call her as well, and then you pay over the phone with her. And then the Charles River Farm, he has Venmo, and
you text the order.
Text the order to him. And Golden Rule Honey, the same thing, you text your order to Laurie. And you pay her at the market.
Okay. We should talk a little bit about logistics for how the actual market will operate. That way folks know ahead of time how to prepare.
Yep. Okay. So when you come to the market, you drive up. And the market is going to be on the west side of in the parking lot on the west side. So you'll drive up just as you would normally.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be an entrance to the market that you'll give your name. And then you'll proceed through to the vendors that you've purchased things from. What we want people to do is pop their trunk.
Yep.
If they have to get out of their car to open the trunk, then, you know, they can go to the side and open their trunk and then get back in their car and proceed to the line. If you're going to roll down your window or get out of the car, you have to put a mask on.
Okay. And for payment, how will actual payment work? Is it mostly prepaid or will they pay at the site?
So it's mostly prepaid.
Okay.
Although we are accepting, you can pay with Venmo on site.
Okay.
Or you can pay with a check. You can pay exact cash.
Exact cash, okay.
Exact cash, yeah. And the checks and the cash will be put into a box and quarantined for, is it 10 days? Which is what the banks recommend, you know, what the practice of the banks is for having safe cash.
Okay, so you're really taking the utmost precautions here to keep everybody safe, both the vendors and the customers, obviously.
Yeah.
Why was it determined to kind of do it this way, as opposed to, you know, the open air market method?
Well, we've visited 6 or 7 markets at this point. And back in March, we started watching markets that were already operating down south and in California, where they have a different, an earlier growing season. And the throughput for the walkthrough markets was always a minimum of 6 or 7 minutes per customer, where you're standing in one spot for 6 minutes before you move to the next spot. And the drive-throughs were about 1 minute.
Wow, okay.
Typically, our farmers market has 500 to 1,400 people a day. Wow. On a Friday. And so if we want to handle 500 customers, we have to get it down below 500 minutes.
So that's,
that's the goal.
Okay.
So the other markets we were at, for example, we won't mention the specific names, but well-managed markets. They were very orderly. People were largely compliant. But one market, Janet went in for a plant, and it was about 15 minutes to get through the line to buy something from a single vendor.
Okay, yeah.
And that was typical. We never saw something happen faster than 6 or 7 minutes for someone to get through. So it's just, if we cut it down to, if we go to the open air model, the problem is you can't have multiple people at the same vendor near the table.
Right.
They're limiting the number of
table. The tables are 6 foot wide for most vendors. And that's the distance of someone. So you only have one person shopping at a time.
Yeah.
Versus a regular market, everyone's looking at deciding in parallel, and then they get in line to pay. And the payment's fast.
Yep.
But the deciding is not.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is push people to deciding ahead of time and trust the farmer to give them a nice package of what's available this week, like we do with the CSAs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pushing people towards the community supported agricultural model, where the farmer just picks what's fresh that week, and you trust them to make a good box. And we've been monitoring that for a decade. It's always it's the best deal for getting good collection of vegetables. There's hardly ever any complaints about what goes in these things.
Who knows better, you know, what's fresh than the people who grew it?
That's right.
Stillman's is offering a $30 bag of $20, which they will prepackage.
Okay.
And they'll probably have a couple varieties, so you can get the blueberry bag or the tomato bag.
All right.
And then they're going to allow people to make $10 worth of choices on a display that they'll have behind them.
Oh, okay.
And we'll have some choice. And Freitas is doing a couple of different prepackaged bags.
Okay.
So there is some choice, but, you know, not, I want to go and just get a pound of tomatoes or a dozen ears of corn. At this point, we don't have that available. If we can figure out a way to do it, we will.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is this kind of flexible, you know, as the season goes on? Because the season goes until November. Do you anticipate this being flexible if the situation, the health situation changes?
Yeah, if the health situation, you know, the public, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, says something different, you know, we'll go with that as well.
Right now, the rule that they started with was to limit it to so-called essential agricultural products at the markets.
Yep.
That's about a third of our farmers market.
Yeah.
So that's all the vegetables and fruits, honey, maple syrup could be there if they were coming, but they're not.
Oh, okay.
Um, but we are down to about six essential agricultural vendors. Now, to do things like baked goods, still there's not consensus about that. Cookies and cakes and all of those things. There's no tasting at any of the markets allowed. So things that are tasting dependent, like if you're trying to get a new customer for maple syrup or honey or something,
right,
you lose that experience.
Yeah.
But also all artisanal vendors, like people that sell things made from alpaca fur or birdhouses or crafts, or those are all banned right now.
Okay.
Not because of a health thing, but they're just kind of
being cautious,
rolling things out. And then no prepared foods.
Interesting. Yeah.
But it's starting at some boards of health, and the boards of health from different cities are talking to each other to try to roll it out. But I mean, ideally we could open with our classic barbecue vendor, Bones Brothers, and our,
he wants to come,
right? And Boston small batch home smoked bacon sandwiches.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a great open air place with 40 picnic tables that can be taken out of the pavilion and spread around the field if we can organize it. But that's kind of a dream mode.
Sure.
Right now. But something we have done for the shelf stable products that are not being sold at the market yet, we opened a new market store.
Yes, do tell.
Well, at the Bones Brother Barbecue on Southern Ottery.
Uh-huh.
Todd offered a spot in his store, so we have right now four vendors there. So you can go there and get Ackerman's maple syrup.
Oh, okay.
You can get the Golden Rule honey. There's two or three varieties of honey there in two or three sizes. The same with the maple syrup. They've got two sizes there. We have a variety of salts. We had a salt vendor join our market in the winter, Hippie Pilgrim Salt. So there's eight varieties of garlic salts there that you can get. And Lara's Cuisine, she does specialty Italian pastas and relishes. And so you can get some pasta and relish, jars of pasta sauce and relish there, as well as some fresh pasta.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all of the proceeds from those sales will go to running the market.
Oh, very good.
Not the market's not making any money on it, and neither is Bones Brothers.
I see.
We're doing it to support the small family-owned farms.
Sure, yeah.
And usually it's the farmers that pay a fee to make the market happen, and there's not going to be a fee assessed this year because we don't know if there's going to be a good customer base for them. So right now we don't have a way to fund it. We're trying to write some grants.
We're funding it ourselves, basically.
Wow.
Well, you're, what happens.
Yeah.
Are a couple of grants. We did apply for a grant.
You're both obviously very, very committed and dedicated to the Quincy Farmers Market and its mission to be able, you know, to do that in this current situation speaks volumes of how important it is to you.
Well, we just hope that everybody supports the farmers and the local vendors, you know, because it's a time of crisis for them and the things that they have to go through, you know.
And it's something
much less than what we have to go through.
Something to keep in mind for Quincy as a community is to switch the mindset of looking at the farmers market as a shopping experience.
Mm-hmm.
It is a shopping experience. But the first role of the farmers market is to help family farms,
mm-hmm,
and small businesses get into business. We have helped a lot of businesses over the past several decades start from scratch and get into business and build brick and mortar stores. And we're an incubator for small businesses in the cottage industries. Cottage industries are food and craftsmanship and artisanal types of products. And that's our focus right now. We're trying to help rescue the farms. For example, the Charles River Farm only ever sold to restaurants. They sold microgreens to high-end restaurants. They had eight accounts. They lost them all.
Yeah.
Other farms that had diversified customer base that sold to schools, to farm-to-school programs, institutional settings, and restaurant, the corporate accounts, like to cafeterias and things. They lost mm-hmm. all those accounts.
Sure, yeah.
So they're trying to rechannel it into markets and other retail delivery services.
Yeah, that's important to know. I think people maybe think that farmers, you know, just sell to the big grocery store chains and that sustains them, but that's just not the case.
No, they don't make as much margin on the big stores. Because the big stores have leverage, they can leverage the price down over time.
Sure.
And so they make a premium at the, you know, they make a greater percentage of the revenue when they come to the farmers market. Something we neglected to mention is because so many more customers are now on unemployment and will be collecting SNAP, which is a supplemental nutritional assistance program. And because there's a government-sponsored program called the Healthy Incentives Program, we will be opening that up through to the vendors. So if people have, this is used to be called food stamps, if people have these electronic benefit transfer cards, the EBT cards, they will be able to pre-order boxes and bags like everybody else, and they come to pick them up and they do the transaction when they when they arrive.
But they have to pre-order it first.
Okay.
They can't just show up and say they want, you know, no one can. I mean,
what happened? I mean, inevitably, you know, somebody's going to. What happens in that case?
If they try to shop?
If they show up without pre-ordering.
Well, there may not be anything there for them.
Okay.
Because everything's already pre-bagged and they're bagging what, you know, if someone doesn't show up and the farmer wants to, you know, sell it
at the end of the day,
or they come at,
okay.
or if they come with a few, you know, a few more things.
Okay.
And it may even get to, depending on the traffic flow.
Yes.
We may have to go to scheduling. Many farmers markets are scheduling your arrival time.
Wow. Okay.
A lot of them use Eventbrite, mm-hmm. and they, you know, they give you a window of when to show up just to balance out the flow. Now, what we did the first 3 months, we never had more than 5 or 6 cars in line at a time, and the wait was, you know, processing about a minute per car. So we don't anticipate a big problem, but if it even goes to scheduling and someone shows up both without a pre-order and without a schedule, then we have to wonder why they're there.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get the information about how it's working.
Yes, so, you'll be asked to move along and pre-order and then come back. Yeah.
There's a big education component.
Yes.
We have to get the word out that, you know, things are different right now. And
yeah, that's part of what we hope to do with this interview today, is to let folks know about that. And the WIC program, is that also going to be accepted again this year?
Well, the Women's, Infants, and Children coupon program,
yeah.
as well as the senior nutritional program, Farmers Market coupons, they'll both be accepted in the same way, some kind of pre-order. You know, you have to pre-order still and drive through and pick up your produce.
Okay. So,
for example, if you want to get a $20 bag of groceries, mm-hmm. you would pre-order it. If you have $10 of coupons, then when you arrive, you give them the coupon and 10 in cash.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So good. 10 in check.
Or yeah. if you have $20 in coupon, you can use your coupons just like their cash.
And then you'd be all set. Yeah. Okay.
But it's the same, you know, pre-order, pre-packaged.
Yep.
Pickup.
Now, will there be any other activities happening at Passion Field when the market is open, or is it strictly for the farmers market?
The park is open for people that want to go and enjoy the park. And what we have agreed with the Parks Department is that to the east side of the park,
the water side,
the parking lot will be open for people to come in and drive up and enjoy the park. And then they're going to exit the same way.
Okay.
And people that are coming for the market will enter the east side and go up and around the market and out the typical way.
Yeah, it's really set up perfectly for that, actually, with a natural rotary there. Yeah, okay.
The thing that does go on is people tend to run their dogs off leash up there.
Yes.
And we're asking the community to be sensitive to not use the leash. The new dog park should be open.
Yep.
In time for that, up in West Quincy and
Forest Street. Yep.
At least during the afternoon, while the market's there, either leash, keep their dog on the leash, or take it for a run up there or somewhere else. And
please.
That always helps to say please. Yes,
please.
Absolutely. Now, will the restroom facilities be open up there? Do you know?
Not to the public.
Okay.
No,
they're currently closed to the public.
Right. Yes.
But we'll have access for the vendors, because the vendors start at 4:35 in the morning.
Sure.
They all have, most of them have an hour drive to get here.
Yep.
And then they're there for several hours, and we can't ask them to drive down to a fast food place or something like that. So
there'll be no bathrooms open for the public.
Yep, that's,
unless the
yep,
park yep. department decides to open them to the public.
It's city properties, right, exactly, yeah. Okay, good. Just want to make sure we get that clear so folks know ahead of time what to expect.
But for a visit at the market, yep, where someone might have spent a half hour or 40 minutes or an hour at the market before listening to music or something, or but now they're in their car for a couple minutes. So.
Right. Yeah, it's basically just you're going to pick up your order more than anything else. It's, now,
a key part of it is you are picking it up from the people that grow your food.
That's a good point, Kevin.
Make your products. We're maintaining that at least presence.
Yeah.
That the provenance of the product you're getting. You're getting it from the persons whose hands put it together.
Yep. And you're supporting that family, that small business. So if that's important to you, then this is a great way to support them for sure. Yeah. You miss the intimate experience of the one-on-one interaction of necessity right now. But the overall goal is still there.
Yeah. And a way it might expand is if, the pre-orders is demonstrated to be compliant and work well, mm-hmm, that may become the first hour or two of the market. And what did you say? Don't speculate. There's some markets that's what they're doing, is the first hour is the pre-order drive-through pickup. So there's no delay. And then they're having the open air market later. So, but that's not, we haven't discussed that yet.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like many other things from this pandemic, this, maybe something new that you add to the farmers market in the future. Finding new ways to do things leads to changes, sometimes for the better.
Yeah. Actually, the CSA pickup works like that right now. If someone shows up at the market and they prepay the entire year.
Okay.
They usually pay in February or March, mm-hmm, to get all their vegetables from every week from June through November, mm-hmm, or October. And when they drive up, they go right to a CSA desk. There's almost never a line. They pick up their box and go. So it's similar to that. That's what's already going on for people that are really committed.
Yeah. Folks who don't have the time or don't, care to interact and spend the longer time there, this is a great way to accomplish that. So sure. What year, Janet, is the farmers market this year? Do you know?
38.
Yeah, 38.
So 38th year. Yeah. And this is the 10th year that we've been running it, volunteering to run it.
Is that right? Wow. Yeah. And do you know how many years it's been up at pageants now?
Going into the fourth season.
Okay, and it seems like it's a good spot. It's
people really like it up there. Yeah. It's really a nice spot when the weather's hot, especially.
Yes, some nice shade up there, some nice cover. Yeah, obviously this time around there won't be the entertainment, right? At least at the beginning.
Yeah,
well, we're thinking of how to maintain that human aspect, and perhaps it'll be a weekly Zoom call to talk with the market managers. See what she's making from this week's bag. Ask some of our customers that love cooking how they're preparing things in the bag, and to share we've been promoting the old idea of a victory garden.
Yep.
And trying to get some plants and seedlings sold from Charles River Farm.
Yeah.
And so we'd like to, you know, people to give us a little tour of, you know, what little plot of land they've turned into vegetable garden.
Okay. All right. Or maybe some virtual meetings with the farmers themselves. We could actually see the farm. That might be, you know, an added benefit.
Yeah, I think that would be that's a great idea.
Yeah. And be nice to take a ride out there to do that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so again, if we could just recap for folks how the Quincy Farmers Market will be operating this year.
It starts by visiting www.quincyfarmersmarket.com. That has all the instructions. It tells you everything that's available from the different vendors and how to order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a pre-order drive-through model.
Very good. And a prepay model also. And it's Fridays beginning June 24th?
26th, I think.
26th. Right. And again, the hours?
Well, we're going to open at, start at 1 and go to 4. If the demand is there, we will adjust the hours as well.
Okay. And
one other thing we'd like to call out for some volunteers to help us.
Oh, okay.
There's really a lot of pre-setup and breakdown that has to occur.
Okay.
And to help monitor compliance during the market time.
We have to run fences on either for 250 foot on either side of the drive-through, the plastic.
Oh, yes, temporary fencing,
Fences, and state, there's a lot of signs. And
the state mandates a single entrance and a single exit.
Okay.
So the fencing has to enclose the market.
Okay, and how do they, if the folks do want to help out, how do they reach out? How do they get in touch?
They can email me at janet.little@comcast.net.
Okay.
Or give us a phone call at 339-225-2607.
Okay.
And, you know, we were thinking maybe some high school seniors that are looking for community time might be a good way for them to get their hours.
Sure.
Or some scouts or anyone that would like to help. But we'd really appreciate some help because it's a lot for two volunteers.
I'm sure, yeah. Do you utilize social media at all? You're reaching out that way also?
We will. Yeah. We will, but this is, you know.
You mean to invite volunteers.
Right.
Yeah, we can do that on our Facebook page and through the newsletter and all that. But
okay, very good. Tell me about the artwork behind you.
Ah, yes.
So this is a painting that we had commissioned when the farmers market left the Hancock parking lot because we wanted to have a historical documentation of it. Mm-hmm. And it was done by Isabel Schmitz, who... The year she did this, she finished first in the oils at the Quincy Arts Festival. And what she did was she did a collage where you can see Glenn Stillman and Scott Freitas in at the farmer's market.
They're the founders of the market in 1982.
Right, they've been there ever since the market started. And in the background, she put some of the cars so you could see it was a parking lot in the bank because that, you know, is a architectural feature that was always in the background. And we have a very excellent honey vendor, so she put some honey here with some bees going through. And remember when Mike the egg guy used to come and bring animals? She put some of the animals that he had there one day, and then just a collection of, you know, the vegetables. And you see the brick in the background and the tent that's not up.
And the Quincy immigrant from Finland, Annalie Johnson, name is hidden in the picture.
Oh, is that part of the, you have to find her name? Is that?
You have to find her name.
That's great. So anything else you think we should let folks know about right now?
Well, we think that, that we got started in the market with the CSA box, where we allowed the farmer to pick it, and because it was the most inexpensive way to get fresh vegetables. But what we found out is the farmers have such a diverse crop. There's more diversity than in the supermarkets because they're trying to sell things you can't get in the supermarkets deliberately. And so you learn to eat, you learn about vegetables you've never had before or fruit that you've never had before. And so it expands your repertoire. And it's a nice way to learn to also eat what does grow here
Right.
And when it grows here. So it tastes really, really fresh.
Absolutely. Thank you both. Really appreciate it. I really wish you the best. Hopefully we've helped get the word out for you a little bit about how the Quincy Farmers Market is coming back. I'm not going to let a little pandemic stop you for sure.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Nice to see you. We'll see you at the market.
All right, bye-bye. Good.